Wall Street in Rehab. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Millions of you are about to get the monthly mailing spelling out how much you're worth, and many of you will do the smart thing and not open it for a year, but others are going to ask, why me? And how could a company like Bear Stearns be worth $100 a share last December and $2 today? Let me quote yesterday's Wall Street Journal editorial. Quote, "The hard capitalist truth is that Bear's most senior managers have themselves to blame. They bought their second or third homes with fabulous bonuses during the good times, and they must now endure the losses." In other words, it was greed. Greed brought on by executive bonuses. Even the Wall Street Journal admits it. The paradox of the financial system, of course, is that our money is perfectly safe, as long as we all don't try to get it at once, which we will if we get scared. And so, a good financier is a careful, sober person who makes sure his customers never get scared. And yet, how do we pay these people? Well, in 2006, the head of Bear Stearns got over $33 million. That same year, the head of Merrill Lynch got $49 million. And when the huge losses began, he retired with $161 million, and so on. Financiers make their living by making promises. When the bonuses are that large, even sober people start to hallucinate and see profits where none exist. Bonuses have become the myth of Wall Street. Perhaps if there was a rule that nobody could make, say, over $10 million a year, and that bonuses would be conditional on the performance of the company over, say, the next 5 years, then the rehab might work this time. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.